You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And blessings to all of you on today. I am so very grateful that you have decided to tune in, and not only tune in to one of your favorite radio programs. Yes, that's exactly what it is. But I'm just so grateful that you have allowed me to connect with you. It's time for another edition of your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. And I am so happy. I really am, you all. Please know that I do appreciate all of the love, all of it, every drop of it. Thank you, those of you that email me, those of you that connect with me on Facebook, and especially those of you that give me a chance to give you a reading. I appreciate that. Several of you that are contacting me overseas in places that I have never had the privilege to go, but maybe one day I'm going to get there. One day I'm going to get there. But I thank you so very much. Listen, I want you to turn your headsets up, because today I got something I really want to talk about on today. You know, we are in the year of 2020. A lot has happened this year. I mean, a lot has happened. But you know, one thing about this year, numerically, this is supposed to be a 4-year, a year of work. Mm-hmm. Really, that 4 means work. It also means stability. And we want to talk about that. You know, even though I'm really serious, it's like part of me, my natural side, want to say, please hurry up December 31st. Oh, hoping that it will be better in the year of 2021. However, my spiritual side is seeing some progress for this year. Yeah, it really have. It has seen many progressive things that have happened, successful things that have happened for myself and for many other people. We want to talk about that. So you do not want to go anywhere. You want to keep your headsets turned up and find out about how this year has been the year to move further, but not only to move further, because that's what my spiritual guides told me. This is the year we got to move further, but also this is the year to get it done. I want to explain that to you. I'm coming back after just a quick little break. I got some callers already in queue. We're going to talk about what is it that you feel that you are getting done this year. What is it that you feel like you are accomplishing? Now, anybody can say, oh, it's been a rough one here, and all this happened and that happened and this went wrong and that went wrong. But it takes somebody spiritually gifted or spiritually in tuned like you are to realize, you know what, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of the racial tension that has been going on, in the midst of even layoffs, hey, something good has been happening for me. We want to find out what that is. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, right out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm so happy to be with you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere, I said. All right, stay right there. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Now, that's the only destination that we have in mind is success. You are to achieve your goals. So I want to welcome you right now to an opportunity to move further. You know, when 2020 came in, I always asked God, now, God, you know, what is this year? What is it going to be for this year? Well, what came to me was, this is the year to move further. And, you know, like many other people, I did all the research and said, okay, this is the year so much success is going to happen. We are going to move further. We are going to get it. We're going to make it happen. Oh, and I got so excited. But now, you know what? At the time of this recording, we are in the middle of the year. We are in the month of July. And I kind of went back to God and I questioned him. I said, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, you said this is the year to move further. How are we moving further in the midst of everything that's going on? You know, I can't wait till the kids go back to school. But however, it doesn't look like that's a good idea right now. But when will all of this be over that I could get back to what was supposedly the norm? Will we ever get back to the norm? Will we ever be able to walk around without masks anymore? Will we ever be able to pass this point in life and move further? Well, I want to encourage you to realize something. That you really have been moving further. This has been the year of work. This has been the year of stability. This really has been the year to get it done. No matter what we may encounter, this is the year to get it done. Now, when you're getting a prophetic word or a reading or whatever you wish to call it, sometimes you got to pay attention to the words that are not being stated. We hear all of the joys, but there are some things that we are not hearing. So if we say this is the year to move further, oh, yes. But what that also means is this is the year you may have some challenges in moving further. But also the good thing about it is you equipped for it. You can do this. You can win this race. Now, whenever somebody says you're going to win the race, what is not being stated is that there is going to be a competition. Also, what is to be implied or understood is that you are qualified for this competition. You can handle this. You can do this. So this is the year to get it done. Now, some of us, we've had some issues this year in getting it done. We've been challenged. We have been so much is going on, you know, so much of an influx of news media, people that have died, have passed on. Life is not normally like we're used to it. You know, sometimes the kids are always around. You're like, oh, when you're going to go back to school? But hey, it's not normal right now, but we can still get it done. This is the year that we must not indulge in excuses. We got to say, okay, God left me here. There's something I can do. I am equipped for this battle. I am equipped for this particular competition. I am qualified. I got this. You got to get it done. This is when people can really celebrate you, when they can look and say, you made it through that. You went through divorce. You went back to school. You still got your degree and all that you have gone through. You survived COVID-19. You survived the racial tension that has been going on in America. You survived. Oh, my goodness. So what are you saying, Dr. Mosley? I'm saying somebody you have added not only to your resume, but you've added to your value. What do you feel that you are yet getting done in the midst of all of this? Something about this year, it has forced us to rethink our dreams. If you didn't get it one way, now maybe the universe is saying you can try this way. There's always a way to success. That's why we've entitled this program, Your Spiritual GPS to Success. There's always a way. You may need to be rerouted. You may have to get off here to exit over there to turn right here, but you are still going to get your goal. Are you focused on your goal? Are you focused still that I'm going to get this restaurant? I'm still going to do what I have envisioned in my mind to do. Now, listen. No matter what is going on in the world, COVID-19 may have caused a lot of people to be sick. It have maybe even slowed down a few dreams. But you know what? Love has not been contaminated by COVID-19. Joy has not been contaminated by COVID-19. The law of attraction has not been contaminated by the COVID-19. You are still qualified for success, and you are still acquiring it. Feel like I'm in church, huh? I should get somebody to say amen right there, right? Listen, I'm going to the phone lines in just a few moments, but I want you to think about that. What am I getting done? In the midst of all of this, what am I getting done? No excuses now, okay? Listen, I'll be right back, and I'm going straight to the callers because I got some people I want to find out. What is it that you are getting done this year of 2020. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, this is 2020. It's still 2020. You know, no matter what is going on with COVID-19, it is still 2020. Lord Jesus. I'm going to be like some people. You know how some of them, I don't want to say old people, but when I was coming up, they were old people. And they would talk about, child, I remember 30 years ago. And everybody had a story about the Depression. Oh, I got so tired of hearing them stories about the Depression. Good Lord, was it really that bad? You know what? I feel I'm going to have a story for my grandchildren. I promise you, I'm going to have a story. Ooh, child, we had to wear masks everywhere we go. You couldn't go nowhere. You had to stay at home. I've never been so sick of seeing my kids. No, I'm not going to go that far. But I really do want, I really do look forward to them going back to school, although I love them really, really much. Oh, God, but yeah. But listen, let's go. I'm going to Chanel out of Atlanta, Georgia. Chanel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Now, Chanel, this is the year of 2020. We still in 2020. We still got to get it done. No excuses. You are qualified. You are capable. So tell me, Chanel, what is something that you feel that you are getting done this year?
Well, I'm definitely getting some financial settlements completed. A lot of things probably have fruitioned and they actually have come to pass during the pandemic. So I've been getting letters and updates and statements for things that happened 6 years ago and 10 years ago. So,
wow.
It's really been a blur. I mean, it's just really been, you know, while everything else is going on, I'm answering emails, I'm talking to lawyers, I'm getting things completed. I'm even finding out about another one that is about to occur and I'm a part of. I got an email about that a couple of days ago. So
now, Chanel, you getting money. Now you live in Atlanta, like me. So now,
I'm right in the Midtown area.
Since you getting all this money, look here. You know, come on down to what is it, Stockbridge or McDonough, where I am.
I we've met before. And I didn't know if we would get a chance to get into that, but I met you, your wife, and we were on that Law of Attraction cruise trip together.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah, and we were on the boat, and we got stuck on the boat. We got stuck on the boat for, what, a day? We docked or whatever. Then we only got a chance to go to Mexico. And I actually went with you, your wife, and the other couple. He was on the radio, a Law of Attraction radio, too.
Yes, now I remember. Okay. I remember,
that was three, four years ago. Four years ago, because I think it was 2016.
Yes, because I was still living in California during that time. I remember.
Really?
I was living in California during that time, because that was my very first cruise. That was the very first one I've ever been on. So I remember. So now, we got to connect again, Chanel. Yeah. So now tell me, Chanel, what is something I can look into for you on today?
What can you look into? You know what? And you said some of the things I wrote down because you told us to write some things down. You said love and joy. And so I want to look into this love life.
Ah, we want to look into the love life. Okay. You're getting ready to have a reoccurrence. Somebody's coming. Either somebody's coming back or an idea is coming back related to love. Now, the purpose of that is to see how far each party have matured or have grown. So this is why some things happen that way. But I do want you to understand it is, and it may be a person or it may be a situation. It's like, here we go with this again. Well, it's also to see, what are you going to do? What is your response with this again? What are you going to do this time that may be different from last time? So it's, when I say this, don't let it be taken the wrong way. It's going to be sort of like a little test, but it is to see how successful you have become. That's all the test is for. Now, that is a wonderful opportunity that is quickly approaching you. Somebody's birthday is coming up in the month of August. And so I want to say that this is also a time that you're going to be reacquainted with someone else. And I have to say reacquainted because it's like a coming back. Something is coming back. So I want you to hold on to that idea and don't shut it down. It's going to prove something really beneficial to you. Okay.
Okay.
So hang in there. Also, I want you to get your eyesight checked. There's some problems with your left eye. I don't know what that is, but that's what he's telling me. So I'm going to share it, pass it on to you. And don't forget about us over here in McDonald's, okay? All that money, okay?
Okay, I'm not.
But I bless God for you. But don't forget, I'm very serious about that. I want you to have your eye checked. I don't know why, but I'm going to say it's the left eye. Now,
it's the left eye. I was in a car accident when I was 20. So it is the left eye. My nerve was damaged. So that's why.
Oh,
so wow. My eye is fine, but the nerve is damaged in that eye. Oh, my right eye is fine.
Oh, okay then. Well, I want you to hang in there and get it checked, okay? Just kind of get a checkup every now and then just to make sure that the nerves are doing good, okay?
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. You hang in there and you stay encouraged and have all the fun you can. You hear me?
Okay, I will.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Mosley. This is the year. You gotta get it done. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your spiritual life coach. Yes. And listen, this is still the year of 2020. You can still make it. You can still succeed and you can still achieve your goals. I want you to know, can I tell you this? And this is what I hear in my spirit. Don't allow your goal or your dream to be contaminated by COVID-19. Okay. Just like we are protecting ourselves, we're sanitizing, we're wearing the mask. And if you like me, see, I wear glasses. So when I wear that mask, it fogs up my glasses. But, you know, I still got to protect myself. So I want you to protect your goals. Don't allow your goals to be contaminated by COVID-19. Did you hear me? Listen, I'm going to Los Angeles and I'm talking to Harlem. Harlem, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Harlem. So now, what is the work that you're getting done? What are you completing this year of 2020?
I am gaining some just overall independence, financial independence, spiritual, emotional, mental, and just like coming into myself.
You're coming into yourself. Okay, well, since you said that, what does that mean when you say you're coming into yourself?
Discovering more and more of who I am and embracing who I am and just learning to love and appreciate myself more.
Okay, so good. So tell me one thing that you've learned about, or what have you discovered about yourself? Tell me one thing that you have discovered.
I discovered that despite what fears I have that I'm very capable of going after the life I desire and I'm deserving of it.
Are you believing that?
I am. I'm working on it, but I'm doing a good job so far.
All right. Now, so tell me, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I am doing really good overall. I just moved into a great apartment in a great area of Los Angeles. Everything seems to be in alignment, and it's just been a natural flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to relax into all of these blessings because it's a little overwhelming to live some of the things that you've been manifesting for a long time. And sometimes I can like barely believe it.
Okay. So what is it that you're asking for? What is that your question is?
How can I receive these blessings without doubting or questioning them?
All right. Now, you know what? While you were talking earlier, I still felt that you were doubting. I felt that.
Mm.
And you were saying the right words, but you did not have the correct energy to go with the words. And you really have done a lot. You've manifested. But it's almost, you get to the point where, is this really true? You know, okay, something going to happen. Oh, I know. Now, I got it, but will I hold on to it? Is something coming around the corner? Is something going to happen and take it all away from me? And it's almost like a doubting of your own capabilities, your own skills, your own talent. But you must remind yourself how successful you really are. That's really the key for you, is remind yourself of how successful you did this. You got the new place to live. Now hold on to that you can maintain it. Does that make sense to what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
So now I want you to really continue to believe more in yourself. What I want you to do, I'm going to ask you to practice this. I want you to practice talking to yourself in the mirror and almost like giving yourself a pep talk. And the best way to do that is just to start saying and believing who you are. Start by saying your name. I am Harlem. Then also, I am talented. I am pretty. I am tall. Or I am blonde. Whatever the issues are, the characteristics about yourself, I want you to continue saying them and then go into your dreams. I am an achiever. I am financially stable. I am enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my home. I'm enjoying $10 today. It don't have to be $1,000, but I am enjoying $10. I am getting me what I want for lunch today. I want you to focus on that, and you will see greater success that will manifest for you. And you will see the energy to maintain the success. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does.
So I want you to keep doing that. Now, if you have not gotten it already, I want you to get my book, Talk Yourself Into It. And I want you to continue to read it because this is what you have to do. Continue talking yourself into greater success. Okay?
Okay.
Well, Harlem, I want to hear of your success. Next time, tell me what else you got. If you got all that you got right now, ooh-wee, I can't wait to hear what you go get in another 3 months. Okay?
Thank you so much.
I believe in you, Harlem. Stay encouraged, okay?
Listen,
everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I believe I am going to North Carolina with Shamika. Shamika, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Now, what have you worked on to get done? What is that you have said, I got to get this done? What is it that you are getting done this year, 2020?
My business, online boutique.
Your online boutique. Congratulations. So now, I remember we talked before. How is that going?
It's coming along good. I let everyone know, that I'm getting ready to launch. People did buy, but I haven't really launched yet. but they did buy the day that I announced it. So hopefully when I launch, well, not hopefully, I know it would do well when I launch.
Okay.
So it's just a weight game right now. Waiting, I ordered like thank you cards and stuff, just minor things that I'm waiting on right now.
Okay.
So hopefully in the next 3 days, I will be launching officially.
Well, so you had success on your unofficial launch. And if you had success on your unofficial launch, what are you going to do when you officially launch? I'm sure you're going to be overwhelmingly successful. So now tell me something, Shamika. What can I look into for you on today?
Well, phony people. What do you see about that? Do you think, like, am I overthinking it, or do I need to cut people off?
When you said what kind of people?
Phony, like.
Okay, phony people.
Now, what? Yeah, like homegirls and stuff like that.
Let me say this to you. It's not that they are phony. Let's change that. And I know what you're saying. But now, first of all, if you feel that they are phony, then you don't need to be with them, definitely. But then some people, they are just not at the level where you are. And that's the difference. And if they're not at the level where you are, they do not see the importance of what you see. They don't value the same things. So therefore, some people, and this is an issue when you become, you continue being successful. You keep ascending, you keep escalating, you keep going up. And some people just don't see it. They don't see the need for it, or you're making them feel bad because they are not achieving their goals. And so it's not that they are being phony, but it's just that some people, now I have to say some people may be, but it's just that they're not on the same level. So even in that instance, I would move away from them, because if they are not going to help you, they're going to hinder you. And that's the deciding factor. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat that last? I'm sorry.
If they're not going to help you, they're going to hinder you. And that's my deciding factor. I have to look at everybody. Are you helping me or are you hindering me? And right now I need all the help I can get. There's enough competition already out there with other online boutiques, other people, other lives. I don't need anybody in my close circle that is going to hinder me. I have to make sure everybody that is close to me, you are helping me. So even though they may not understand your value, they don't see things the way you do, that's your deciding factor. Are you still going to help me or not? Because there are some people, they don't see what you see, but they still there to help you. Some people don't believe maybe that this can really work, but I believe that you know what you're doing, so I'm just going to help you, you know. But there are some people, they don't see it, and they ain't helping you. Those are the ones you want to move out of your life, okay?
But I feel like none of them help me. Like, I don't ask nobody for nothing. Like, they need help. They ask me. I look out for them, pay bills, and all this type of stuff for people, but don't know, they don't help me. Like, and honestly, I wouldn't even feel comfortable asking them for nothing or to help me. You're speaking about like a share, or like say if I put an ad up or something, they share it. If you talk about helping like that, I completely understand with that. But as far as helping and hinder me, I don't kind of understand, because
okay, well then that's
they
your,
don't do nothing to
let, me. Let's go here. After what you just stated to me, then this is going to be a hard one for you to handle. But that's your fault. That's your fault. The reason why I need you to understand something is that some people, they don't know to help you. They don't, and that's, they just don't know. They, and they can't, you can't expect them to assume. Some people believe that you have everything you need, and some people feel like they are inadequate to help you. I don't know nothing about this. I don't know how to help her. I don't know. There are some people, they actually genuinely don't know how to help you. So you have to say, hey, Sharon, I need help with this. Can you help me with this? But until you actually say that, then they don't know, and they don't feel like you need them. They don't feel like they are qualified to help you. So one thing that I do want you to work on is asking. I want you to work on, because this is an issue that I have also, is in delegating authority, delegating assignments, because I would just try to do everything myself. But you got to work on delegation and asking. Some people really do want to help you, but they need to be invited in to help you, okay? So think about that and see if you can invite some people in to help you, I believe you'll be in store for a surprise. If they shared your post, that's they feel, well, I could do that. At least they're doing something. So now you, right. It's up to you to say what else you may need. That's a scripture in the Bible that says you have not because you ask not. Don't assume. Even Jesus walked by a blind man and said, what can I do for you? So sometimes you got to ask people, what do you want? What do you need me to do? What can I do? Some people will. And the only reason why Jesus walked by that blind man, because he saw that man making an effort. But some people, they can see you, but they don't know what to do. I don't know. And they don't even know the power that they have to help you. So let's start asking, okay? All right.
Okay.
You're more than welcome. Listen, I'm so grateful. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I believe I'm going to Jeannie. Jeannie out of New York. Jeannie, how you doing?
I'm wonderful this evening. How are you?
I'm great. Now, Jeannie, this year, 2020, have you been sanitizing and putting on your mask?
And yes. And I've been breathing.
You've been breathing.
I've been breathing.
Wonderful. So now tell me, Jeannie, what is the work that you are getting done this year?
I'm working on me. I'm working on enjoying me, loving me more.
I like that. Now, give me an example of that. This year, what have you done differently?
What I've done differently? I'm learning to, of course, be by myself.
You, say it again for me.
Yeah, hello. I'm sorry.
Say it again for me.
I'm learning to be alone a lot.
Wow. You know, now that's a big thing.
And enjoying it.
That's a big thing. I had to get to that point. Even in my life, I had to get to that point because I didn't like being alone. You know, I didn't. Well, I was used to it, and I could be alone if I am, you know, like in a hotel. But I had a problem with going out to eat by myself. Years ago, I would hate it. Oh, God, I would hate it. I wouldn't even go out to eat. I would just order food to come in or what, go to the house or whatever. I just hate to eat out by myself. Now I can do it. I can sit right there and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And
enjoy you.
Yes.
And that's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying myself.
And you know, I think a lot of people have been forced to
exactly
be alone.
And it makes you look at yourself.
Yeah.
It makes you look at yourself and take inventory.
It does. It does.
And what's good and what's good and what's bad.
Yeah.
And what you need to change or work on.
That, and you know what, because it is our responsibility. Like what I was just telling Shamika, it is our responsibility. We have to look at what can I do. If people are not helping me, if people are not liking me, if people are loving me, if they always want to be around me, and what is it about you? Because sometimes people want to be around you, and they're like, okay, I need some me time. Will y'all go somewhere? But realize, what is it? What is it that they enjoy about you? You make them laugh. You make them feel comfortable. You make them smile. So it's learning about you. Some people really don't realize how talented they really are. So, Jeannie, what can I look into for you on today?
Whatever the Spirit wants me to know or has for me to know.
All right. I want you, while you are alone, this is your time to visualize your desires. I want you to visualize more. This is what I feel Spirit is saying. You are doing a great job at being comfortable with yourself now, because when you are alone, there are less distractions, less interruptions. So use this time to visualize and focus on your joys, your desires. Make sure you schedule that time. And I really feel like this. You need to schedule a time. Maybe every day, let's say from 1 to 1:15, I'm going to sit down and be in that quiet place and just focus on what I want. Focus on imagining myself enjoying life, imagining myself counting money, or imagining myself buying this thing that I really desire to have. Use that power and that time. For me, I do it in the morning when I'm having my coffee. I like to look outside and just hold on and visualize what it is that, you know, I'm on the cruise again, or I'm visualizing myself on a plane again, first class. I can't wait till this pandemic is over, but it's going to manifest. But really focus on that. Visualize your desires, because right now you are in a prime position to see them manifest quicker. Okay?
Okay, great.
Hang in there, Jeannie, and continue to take care of yourself and visualize what you desire to be done in your life. Okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Listen, everybody, don't forget now, you can schedule your reading if with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Oh, also, I'm getting ready to go back to the line, but I want to encourage you on July the 27th. I'm doing a special Understanding Your Dreams. Understanding Your Dreams is a masterclass. Understanding Your Dreams is only $33. Now, there is limited space in that class, but I really want you to be a part, okay? I really want you to be a part of that masterclass, Understanding Your Dreams. All you need to do is text the word answers. Why don't you do that? Text the word answers to 40691. Text the word answers to 40691, or you can go to my website. You can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Yeah, I just got it up and done, y'all. I got a new website now. So I'm so excited, so very excited about that. So I got a new website, drmichaelmosley.com. Go there, and you can find out more information about Understanding Your Dreams Masterclass. It is going to be phenomenal. You hear me? So you want to be sure that you sign up. I'm going back to Atlanta. I believe my friend Tariq is on the line. Tariq, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How are you doing today, Tariq?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. How's it going?
Wonderful. Tariq, now what is the work that you're getting done? What are you accomplishing this year of 2020?
Got 5 stage plays that's written, that's completed. I just shot a small role for the small TV show. Got that completed, and just working on myself and meeting new people and just missing a whole lot of other people that doesn't mean no good.
Wow. So, you know, you almost like Shamika. You know, we're finding out who's good for us, who's not good for us, and you're still progressing on anyway. So that's very good. And congratulations. Are you an actor?
Yeah, actor and a singer. I was doing some background vocals with Millie Jackson's daughter, Keisha Jackson, and some other stuff that's coming out as well. But everything is on hold due to COVID.
Okay, I do understand that. So, wow, so you're a singer and an actor, and you yet honing it down. You yet doing it, and you shot some, is it a movie or a screenplay, or you wrote a screenplay? Which one?
I actually did like a little small little movie that's on YouTube, but the movie that I'm in is with Maliki Yoba, but I'm in quite a few that's coming out. A lot of them were pushed back, so the dates have changed. I'm in the Aretha Franklin movie, another movie that's called The Change of Hearts of Men with Cicely Tyson. And quite a few things.
I heard you say you in the Aretha Franklin movie, the one that's called Respect.
Yes, it's coming out December.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, Aretha's one of just, I think Aretha was almost everybody's all-time favorite. But I'm gonna look for you. I'm going to look in the mirror and say, that's Tariq. I know him. That's him right there. See? Tariq, what can I look into for you on today?
Just want to see if I'm on the right path. I have to let some people go due to like drug addictions and stuff like that. And I've always had a problem trying to overhelp people when they're not trying to help themselves. So I just want to make sure I'm making the right decision on where I am now, which I feel like I am. I met someone who's actually helping me out a lot. I just want to make sure I'm in the right path because I believe I am.
Okay, yes, you are. Now, one thing that you said, I feel like I am, and so therefore I want to confirm to you that you are. And what I need you to focus on more so now, and I'm going to share this with you, what I sense I need you to focus on this for the next 3 months, is I, the letter I. I need this. I want this. I desire to go here. I am going to do this. Now, I know sometimes there is, you know, somebody said this, there's no I in team, but Kobe Jackson said, but you know, that there is a ME in the word team. And so he said, I got to focus on me in the midst of the team. I need you to focus on you at this time. because we cannot afford you to be pulled backwards. And I have no idea why I'm saying this to you, but you have made great stride in these past 3 years. And so therefore, we do not want to have you going backwards. We need you pushing forward because you are really, you're achieving it. You are achieving success. You have become more focused. Even when some people let you go, you really picked up the pieces and carried your dream like a baby. You said, I gotta hold on to this. I do not know why that was a relationship issue that you dealt with that kind of left you a little bit devastated, but you still held on to the baby, which was your dream, and you continued forward. And so I have to congratulate you because Spirit is congratulating you on that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I definitely understand.
So therefore, I need you to continue focusing on you and keep moving forward. This is why you're letting some people go, and because they're really, you can't help everybody. And I know you have a good heart, and I had to realize this. Everybody I'm not supposed to help. Everybody is not in my, in my category or my folder, if I could say it that way, for me to help. I got to help those that really want to, but I cannot let you pull me down. Same thing like we said with Shamika. We got to keep moving forward. Some people, they're not with you, but you got to say, you know what? I got to do this for me. So that's what I want to encourage you to keep focusing on you. Okay?
Okay. I will definitely do that. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, Tyreek. Hang in there, and I'm going to see you on the big screen, okay?
All right. You have a good night, and stay safe out there.
I will. Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget now, schedule your reading with me. Yeah. Text the word reading. Oh, I tell you what, make it easier. Text the word answers to 40691. Text the word answers with an S to 40691, ANSWERS, and send it to 40691. You can register for the Understanding Your Dreams class, and you can book your reading right there because you want an answer, right? We need answers in this day and time. What is going on? What do I need to do in this season in my life? All right, listen, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. I got some more callers that I got to talk to, all right? Don't go anywhere, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Have you ever had a dream that you need a little bit more understanding about? What did that mean? Well, sometimes God does speak to us through dreams. and we need a little bit of understanding. Well, I encourage you, get that understanding. I want you to be a part of Understanding Your Dreams Masterclass. That is going to be on July the 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's $33 for that class. I want you to sign up. All you got to do is text the word ANSWERS to 40691. And listen, everybody, you can still schedule your own personal private one-on-one reading with me. Allow me to share spiritual insight with you. Go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? DrMichaelMosley. Okay? .com. And hey, let's see what Spirit has to share with you. I believe I'm going back to the phone line, and I believe I'm going to talk to Tasia. Tasia, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Tasia. Now, Tasia, this is the year to get it done. In the midst of COVID-19 and all of this, you got to get it done. What do you feel that you are accomplishing this year of 2020, Tasia?
Oh, there's so much. I'll be finished with my certification as a nurse practitioner by next month. I'm launching a business. Wow. I focus on my health and wellness. It's an overwhelming year.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. Now, what is your business?
It's going to be a medical apparel business.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I think that's nice. So you go have a medical, mm-hmm. So you go sell what, scrubs and different things of that nature?
Yeah.
Oh, I mm-hmm. like that. Now, I was looking for a meme. Believe it or not, I really was looking before COVID-19 took place. I was really trying to find a white male uniform. I really wanted to find a white male uniform, but I couldn't find the ones that I like, you know, like doctors wear. I was really trying to find something white. So now, if you find something white for a male uniform, you let me know, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
I ain't playing. I'm serious. Fine. Because I couldn't find anything. I looked online. I said, where do doctors get these things from? Because I was a special seminar that I was doing, and I wanted to wear a white medical uniform. And I didn't want it to be scrubs. I wanted the white coat with some nice white slacks. And, you know, and I couldn't find it. So, hey, hook me up, okay? Let me know where I can get it from, okay? So, Tasia, what can I look into for you on today?
You know what? Every time we've spoken, I've always just asked, you know, I've always just been kind of been open to whatever, you know, the Holy Spirit leads you to say or
okay.
what I have you to know.
One thing you need to know is, and I heard somebody, I think Jeannie said this, she said, I'm breathing. And that's what I want you to hold on to, is to breathe. You said also this has been an overwhelming year, and I know it's been a very successful year. But I want you to breathe and take one thing at a time. You are achieving such a great amount of success till some things are making you a bit nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You're achieving it. It's like, yes, I still want to get it. But it's like, because you are goal-oriented. It's what drives you is, okay, I bet you can't do this. I bet I can. Watch me. Okay, I bet you can't do this. I bet I can. Watch me. So you keep going. But then you got all these prizes. You done won the house, a car, furniture. You done won mm-hmm. patio equipment, this and that. And it's like, okay, now what do I do with all this stuff?
mm-hmm.
And that can be overwhelming. I want you to breathe. Breathe. Everything will work out fine. And when I say breathe, breathe knowing that Spirit really have you. You just said, I'm just open to whatever Spirit wants to reveal, whatever Spirit wants to say. And Spirit wants to say to you, I am with you. Breathe. You're going to be fine. Take everything one thing at a time. Everything is working out on time. Not only are you an achiever, but I need you to keep this in mind. You are also an organizer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, does that make sense?
somewhat to organize the park.
That's why I had to get a clear understanding. Did that make sense? I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing. You know why I had to ask you that? Because I don't think I'm organizing, but that's why I have to tell you. Spirit says, yes, you are. Because for anybody to have achieved so much, they had to have organized themselves. But we just don't look at it as that. We look at it as getting the job done. I'm just getting this thing done. But whether you realize it or not, you really had to organize yourself to study, organize yourself to prepare, organize yourself to research. All of this is there. You just didn't realize it. I say it this way. If you can boil sausage or you can boil wieners for a hot dog, you can cook. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Will you stop that and answer me yes or no? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm from the South. I'm from the South. We don't say no. Yeah. We say yes, sir. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Don't bother me, honey. Listen, I want you to realize this. You are very successful. And I do hear Spirit saying, honestly, you are an organizer. You just don't look at yourself like that. But you really are. So look at your accomplishments. Look at what you have gotten done. And now you can go back. Well, how did I do all of this? You had to have had some organization in there, some kind of way. Now, it could be improved. You can improve on your cooking, but that still means you are a cook. You just need to improve on it. Maybe you can boil the sausage with chicken noodle soup. I don't know. Give it a different flavor. But you can still cook. Okay?
Yeah.
So I want you to realize you're a manifester, but you're also an organizer. Take a deep breath, my dear, and congratulations on your success. Now keep me posted. I'm looking for that medical uniform, okay?
Okay.
I thank you so very much. Now hang in there, okay? And you are going to hang in there, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm counting on you here. Don't you let me down. Go to my website, my dear. And I want you to see if you can get the book. Talk yourself into it. Okay. I really want you to do that. And I believe there's some good things that are going to really help you achieve greater success. Okay.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear. Listen, I got to go to, where am I going? I think I'm going to North Carolina. And let me see if I can find. There we go. I believe I got Cynthia. Cynthia, are you there?
Yeah, it's Sophia.
How are you doing, Cynthia? This is the year to get it done, Cynthia. Now, what do you feel you have accomplished this year?
Honestly, nothing.
Why not? Why not?
It's kind of been a standstill.
It's been a what year?
Just basically a standstill.
A standstill year?
Yeah.
Well, now, why are you standing still?
Well, it wasn't really my decision to do such.
So you're saying it really was not your decision. So, again, why are you standing still? You see, no matter where you may find yourself, it may look like you're standing still, but your mind should still be moving. Your mind should still be accomplishing, and you can do that. So it's really, if you're standing still, the only reason why you're doing that is because of you, my dear. So you got to say, you know what? I can make this happen. And once you start doing that in your mind, it starts to really take place. So tell me something. What do you want to see happen this year, 2020?
Success and prosperity.
Okay, success in what? That's a big word. Success in what? What does that look like to you?
Basically receiving the job that fits, you know, my credentials, and I actually will get the benefits in which I'm worth.
Okay, so now, you're saying, are you looking for a job right now, or are you already working?
No, I was actually just terminated from going to get a COVID-19 test.
Okay, so you were terminated from the job because you went and got tested?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, so now, unfortunately, we had that unfortunate issue of being terminated, but now what are you going to do?
press.
You're going to test for the COVID-19, aren't you?
Press.
Oh, you're going to press. Ooh. Ooh, yes. I like that. I like it. Now, what are you going to press towards?
Getting, you know, my applications in there and looking for something new.
There you go. Now, see what you just said right there. You are getting it done. See, this is year to get it done. And that's what you're proving. Now, you said, I haven't accomplished nothing. Yes, you have. Look at what your mind have already stated. You know what, Cynthia? You still go get this done. You still going to achieve the success that you want. You still going to make it happen. And that's all that anybody is asking for you to do. And that's all spirit is asking for you to do. Remember, there's a story in the Bible talked about, we've talked about this before, about a blind man that was trying to get into the pool, and Jesus came upon him and said, hey, what's up? He said, I'm trying to get into the pool, but nobody helped me in the pool. But Jesus recognized that he was trying. And that's all that Jesus needed to see, was that he was trying to get into the pool. All God is looking at is, are you going to try? This is the year to get it done. That was a man that Jesus also spoke about, that the king gave him some money and he went and hid it. Now, the king also gave money to two other guys and they prospered. They doubled their money. But this brother went and hid his. And the king got upset. Like, why did you do that? You didn't even try. I want to congratulate you, Cynthia, that at least you are trying. And God is looking at you for the mere fact that you are trying. This is the year to try. This is the year to get it done. No excuses. Termination is going to lead to greater manifestation. Are you with me, Cynthia?
Yes. It's Sophia.
Sophia, now I can hear you. I know you now. I got it. It's been a year since I've spoken to you. I got it. How are you doing, Sophia? I'm so sorry. I've been calling you Cynthia all this time. Now I can hear on my, you know, these computers, sometimes the phone is not as clear. But I know, Sophia, I don't want to say your last name on the air, but I got you.
Yes, sir.
I got you. Let's say measuring the ruler. If you understand, I got you. I know who you are now. Sophia, I want you to make it happen. I want you to go for it because you can do this. Okay, my dear?
Yes.
Well, go for it, my dear. Listen, everybody. Oh, I'm so grateful. I finally got Sophia. I've been calling her Cynthia all this time. Thank God she finally corrected me. See, that's something right there that she got done. Look here, I ain't going to have him call me Cynthia now of time. Look here. My name is Sophia. I should have caught it. Y'all know I love her. Y'all know I'm a Golden Girls fanatic. I love Golden Girls, so I should have caught it. But listen, everybody, I want to encourage you on today. You know what? This is still 2020. And again, don't allow your dreams to be contaminated by COVID-19. Don't allow your desires to be contaminated by COVID-19. You are still manifesting greater success. I'm counting on you. God is counting on you. Don't forget to register for the Understanding Your Dreams Masterclass, July the 27th. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. Go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right, DrMichaelMosley.com, and register for the Understanding Your Dreams Masterclass, and also book your reading. Let's talk one-on-one. Okay? Will you get my name right if we talk one-on-one? I'm sure, because I can hear better. I promise you. But listen, schedule your reading and let's talk one-on-one and let's see what spirit wants to say. Maybe give you some guidance, give you some insight, maybe even give you some directions that will help you achieve your goals of success. I love you dearly and thank you so very much for really making this show a number one show. I'm getting just so many accolades and just what we call testimonies or praise reports. I really appreciate you. Everybody know that I love you. I'm not out of words. Certainly I'm not out of love, but I am out of time. I got to go, but I love you dearly. Listen, continue to stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.